It's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Noah Cassidy and Trevor Grady with the guys on this Wednesday, hump day, April 5th. April, right? Yeah, April 5th.
April. Yep, yeah, April.
Making sure I wasn't misleading you guys out there. All right, welcome into the Did You Know Show. And Noah, you want to kick us off today?
Sure can. So this is quite interesting, actually. So do you know what aircraft carriers were almost built out of?
No.
So this is going to be very surprising.
Okay.
So 1942, right? During the wartime, the Nazi U-boats were destroying UK-bound merchant ships from us, causing a whole lot of problems with funding the war and getting different things, different people, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So because the boats were so far out into the ocean, they couldn't be covered by the airplanes because at that point they didn't have enough fuel to actually be able to fly out there, give them some air cover to get them over there. So these ships were just getting blown up. So they were trying to come up with an idea on how to create these giant floating islands. Boy, can I not talk? Giant floating islands for these planes to be able to refuel in the middle of the ocean, a.k.a. aircraft carriers. Well, they didn't have much steel at this time because of the war. It just wasn't able to get a whole lot of steel to build these things. So one day there was a potential solution that arose when Lord Lewis Mountbatten, the head of the Britain Columbian Operation Command and a beloved uncle of the future Prince Philip, he presented Churchill with a strange chunk of ice. This wasn't any normal piece of ice. However, it was what they called pikrete. It was named after the creator Geoffrey Pike, which it was a type of ice that was reinforced with wood pulp. So the result was a material that melted very slowly, and for Churchill, a vision of a fleet of aircraft carriers made from this pikrete came into focus. Mm. The purpose of the pikrete ships would have been the biggest ship ever constructed, displacing 26 times more water than the largest ship at the time and requiring 26 electric motors for propulsion. A 60-foot-long prototype was soon constructed in Alberta, Canada, that weighed as much as five blue whales. But in 1943, things had changed. Escort carriers had arrived into the Atlantic, and a long-range aircraft such as the B-24 Liberator had closed the gap for good. So despite this pikrete's amazing ability to hold its shape and melt at a slower rate than regular ice, it didn't end up actually happening because they did end up actually inventing what we now know as aircraft carriers.
Interesting.
But they almost were just giant
ice blocks.
Ice blocks that had like wood pulp in them, yeah, to make them melt slower.
Interesting. That is really crazy because you'd think like obviously that wouldn't be sturdy enough, but I mean I guess so.
I mean
it almost was.
Yeah, almost. We almost found out if they were good enough.
That's cool. All right. Well, did you know that the Earth's rotation has been speeding up recently and no one knows why?
Speeding up, huh?
Yeah, so the Earth's 24-hour rotation every day is a rough estimate because there's obviously planetary quirks such as the molten core, imperfect shape of the Earth, explosive volcanoes, and even wind patterns can affect its spin. And overall, the tidal forces should be continuing to steadily slow down the planet's rotation, but instead, recently, the opposite is happening. So on June 29th of last year, a little less than a year ago, the Earth pulled off its fastest daily rotation in recent memory, ending its usual 24-hour spin 1.59 milliseconds early. So it's obviously not like a large margin, but still 1.59 milliseconds early. And scientists aren't sure why the planet's spin is now speeding up. Some people think maybe climate change or other atmospheric anomalies may be to blame. But if this keeps happening and it keeps speeding up, scientists may have to, at some point, if it keeps happening, subtract a second from our day.
Just from our actual day. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so if it keeps happening, who knows? Maybe one day we'll be moving back a second in time.
Boys, we're getting closer to the sun.
Yeah, time travel might be on the way. Yeah, so craziness. All right, well, that's the Did You Know Show for today. Thanks for tuning in on this April 5th. We'll see you guys tomorrow on the Did You Know Show.